Hello.
This is Jordan. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Oscar from Minnesota Opinion Surveys, and we are conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about the efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues. Actually, this is not a sales call, so let me ask you, what is your zip code?
55104.
All right, and what is the year of your birth?
94.
Got it. So now let me ask you, what is your race?
Pasty white.
Got it. By any chance, are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yeah, we just got a parent. We just had a kid a month ago.
All right. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I've got an associate's and my wife's got a bachelor.
Got it. Now, let me ask you, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
I think it's kind of a per-candidate basis. I would say my wife is a Democrat, and I am Libertarian Independent.
Got it. And do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
I would say before Donald Trump, I was more Republican Party. Now, with all this weird crap, we're more Democratic Party.
Understood. Now, thinking about the direction of your community, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which your community is headed?
I would say, ooh, that's a tough one. I bought a house in a developing area. Well, like, you know, people be popping guns out. I live in, like, probably know where I'm at, but I'm in, like, the hood. I would be, so put me at a 7, because I'm happy where it's going, but it's rough. Like, bad shit happens around us.
So we can say somewhat satisfied, right?
Yeah, that's good.
Got it. Now, thinking about the state of things in your community, do you expect things get better or worse over the next year?
Did you say, do I expect it to get better over the next year?
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Got it. Understood. Before we move on, sir, I just want to say thank you very much for the time that you're taking to answer the questions. I really appreciate your help on this, and I promise that I'm not going to take a lot of time. Actually, we are on the 40% of completions for this, so thank you. Now, let me ask you, what do you think are the most important issues facing your community today? So I have a list in here, so you can select the top three of the issues most important to you. So I have reducing racism and discrimination, public safety, including gun violence, affordable quality housing, criminal justice and police reform, rising cost of living, climate change and the environment, access to good jobs, access to quality education, protecting and expanding voting rights, affordable quality healthcare, reproductive or maternal health, or none of the above.
Okay, so I'd say, yeah, rising cost of living, that was one, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does that encompass affordable housing as well? I would say, yeah. In my view, it does. Okay, so rising cost of living, gun violence is a big issue in our area, and then there's another one. Brooke, toss another one out at me. I would say affordable housing, like the way that the Twin Cities has everything segregated out, I had to, like, get my house reverted to a duplex, and it rose my property value by $80,000 because there's no multifamily housing in my community, and it's a low-income community. It's kind of bullshit.
Oh.
So, yeah, affordable housing.
Got it. All right. Now let's move on to the next one. What initiatives will make you feel safe in your community? I have a listing here. So as we just did, you can just select three of them. Initiatives that will make you feel safest. The first one says decreased police presence, community-led violence preventing initiatives, more employment opportunities for formerly incarcerated individuals, alternative first responders to police, including mental health, expert and welfare agents, increased police presence, increased drug control and rehabilitation efforts statewide, increased gun control statewide, or none of the above?
I would say, this one's good. I would say, what would make me feel more safe? There was a big hot button one. Community-led nonviolence organization. That was chill, maybe. I think I'm down with that.
Okay.
More work for people coming out of prison. I think there's not enough production jobs, and we need more manufacturing. You look at, like, Cambria and shit like that in your area, because it said you called out of Le Sueur. Like, that was the best spot. I worked there, actually, for a minute. And... cops come out here pretty well. I would say drug enforcement's bullshit anyways. I don't know. I don't have a third one. I can't give you a third one, I think.
Okay, not a problem. Now, what aspects of public safety do you believe are working well in your community? I have a list as well, so please select up to 3 aspects of public safety that you believe are working well in your community. I have mental health support services, neighborhood watch initiatives, gun control measures, support for victims of crime, emergency responses services, law enforcement programs, community engagement and cooperation, rehabilitation and reintegration efforts, juvenile justice programs, drug and substance abuse prevention, or none of the above.
Juvenile justice programs. Fuck. You said a good one. You just got so many on that list. It was at the beginning. Can you read, like, the first 6 to me? So sorry,
sure.
Bro.
No, it's okay. Mental health support services, neighborhood watch initiatives, gun control measures, support for victims of crime, emergency response services.
Support for victims of crime, and then I actually do think emergency response services have been pretty solid around here. Not bad.
Got it. And do you have a third one by any chance, or just those two?
So it'd be juvenile programs,
mm-hmm.
and then I'd say emergency response services, and then I'd say the other one, which I told you.
Support for victims.
Yeah, support for victims. Yep.
Got it. And now here are some public safety solutions that some communities have used. Which of those following do you believe will work in your community? Increased civilian oversight of police and other public safety programs, reducing traffic stops for non-emergency violations, diversifying police ranks, culturally specific community healing practices, funding to support families of victims of community and police violence, using social workers, paramedics, and mental health workers to respond to certain cases, or none of the above?
Mental health workers.
Got it.
That one.
All right.
And then
so give me
not really
yeah.
the others. Yeah.
Got it. All right. Give me just 1 second. Right now, we are halfway of the service, sir. So thank you very much for your time and your responses on that. So let's move on the next one. What aspects of the K-12 education system do you believe are working well in your community? So please, as we just did, please select up to 3 initiatives that you believe are working well in your community. I have diversity of teachers, school safety and security, robust curriculum that supports academic, social, and emotional development, access to technology, quality of teachers, a diverse range of free of affordable extracurricular activities and opportunities, access to educational resources, up-to-date school facilities and infrastructure, special education programs, parental involvement and support, Black-centered curriculum, or none of the above.
I'd say access to affordable extracurriculars. I'd mm-hmm. say access to technology. And I think there was another thrown one in there, but just those two, if that's cool.
Got it. Not a problem. And do you agree or disagree with the following statement? There are not good enough mental and physical health resources for a K-12 student in our community. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly disagree?
Yeah.
Got it. And here is the definition for the term restorative justice. Restorative justice, is an approach to addressing conflicts, harm, and wrongdoing that focuses on repairing the harm caused to individual and the community, rather than solely punishing the offender. It seeks to promote accountability, healing, and reconciliation among all parties involved. Do you support or oppose promoting restorative justice program in schools?
Ooh.
I feel like if there was like a policy in place that I could review, I'd do that. But I'd say no. No restoratives. No. None of that.
Got it. So you oppose of promoting restorative justice programs in school?
Yeah. I'd oppose that 100%. Yep.
Strongly oppose. Okay. Got it. And school resources officers are police officers hired by the local police department to work in school settings. Do you support or oppose the use of the school resources officers in Minnesota schools?
Yes, I support that.
Strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly support.
Strongly support. Got it. And do you support or oppose allowing school resources officers in Minnesota schools to use restraint such as chuck holes on students?
Yes.
Strongly support or somewhat support?
Somewhat support.
Somewhat support. Got it. And do you agree or disagree with the following statement? Black students in Minnesota schools are treated differently than students of other races.
Disagree. Strongly.
Strongly disagree?
Yeah.
Got it. Right now, we are on a 75% completion of the survey. So we are about to end it up there. So thank you, sir. Now, let me ask you, which of the following will most help you and your family feel economically secure? More opportunities for promotions and raises, help starting or maintaining a business, help acquire available job skills, financial literacy resources to reach financial goals, support building a strong professional network, ability to build and invest portfolio, debt reduction, or none of the above. You can select two out of the list.
Okay. What was the thing about maintaining a business or supporting a business?
Let me check. Support building a strong professional network. The other one that says business, help starting or maintaining a business.
That. We'll just mark that down. I own a business. And then maybe the investment, I'd say. I think there's opportunities there and teaching people about investments needed. And we invest, but now that I'm running the business, it's just investing in the business. Yeah, investment. Good.
Understood. Which of the following will be most helpful in combating the rising cost of living for you and your family? You can select the top two options that will help the most. Increased income-based housing programs, increased home ownership programs, universal health care, increased food assistance programs, subsidized public transportation, universal basic income, increased rental assistance programs, increased statewide subsidized housing, or none of the above?
I'd say increased parental support, those programs.
Okay, got it. And which of the following are the most important traits you look for a neighborhood to leave? So please select up to top three traits that are most important to you. Employment opportunities nearby, affordable housing options, convenient public transportation options, access to parks or natural spaces, walkability, neighborhoods who look like me, friendly and supportive neighborhoods, safe and secure surroundings, access to good schools, or none of the above.
Access to good schools, the parks, and then supportive neighbors.
All right, got it. And now, which of the following initiatives do you believe will be most helpful in allowing people in your community to buy their own house? Their own home. You can select two of those options. Building more middle and low-income housing, giving any incentives to companies who build affordable housing, teaching people about home ownership, repurposing unused or abandoned land or buildings for affordable housing, setting rent control to allow people to save money for purchasing at home, or making houses more energy efficient to save on utilities?
I would say, and I got to choose one of those?
You can select two if you want.
I would do the house is more energy efficient. You know, people are buying, like, setting up shop at these broke-down, old-ass places, and then their electricity bill costs an arm and a leg while they're paying rent. And then using abandoned spaces. That's big in St. Paul, and there's people that try to stop housing developments going into empty lots here, and I think that's stupid.
Oh, got it. All right. Let's move on. Then the following questions are just for statistical purposes. So let me ask you, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Got it. And including yourself, how many people currently live in your household?
3.
Got it. And how would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent, student? Other?
Business owner? I would full-time. So full-time? Yeah, that's good.
Okay, got it. And were you born in the United States or any other country?
Yeah, born in the U.S.
Got it. And were your partners born in the U.S. and the United States or any other country?
Yep, they were.
Okay, got it. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Biden.
Biden, got it. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, small town, rural?
Urban.
Urban, got it. And last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. Less than 24,000, between 25,000 to 34,000, between 35,000 to 44,000, in between 45 to 54,000, between 55 and...
125
to... Oh, got it. All right, sure. That completes our survey today. So I really want to say thank you very much for all your time and your help today, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, okay?
Yeah, 100%, man. You have a good day. Thanks for carrying yourself professionally throughout this, and I know you get like hung up on a million times, so I hope I helped out here.
All right, thank you so much for your best wishes, sir. Have a good day. Take care.
Have a good day.